Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. Chaselles Bonner. Today, I want to talk about ageism. A company I previously worked for sent an email requesting, or more so urging, employees 65 years or older to voluntarily retire due to concerns of budget constraints. And although I understand quote-unquote budget constraints, the older population is not necessarily the issue. Now, I am biased, as I am planning to work till a ripe old age, but also, we cannot discount years of experience with a job well done. Now, can all seniors do their job sufficiently? Not really, but the same can be said for 20-odd-year-olds just leaving college. We cannot always discount the gerontocracy because, although some of their ideas may be old and antiquated, others will always stand the test of time. If our seniors are able and capable to work and are the best for the job, let them continue. I personally know many who are knowledgeable in their fields that can run circles around any young whippersnapper. Plus, according to the American Census Bureau, 1 in 6 Americans are greater than 65 years of age, which is a substantial part of the workforce. We should not be firing people and forcing them out of their job as though they have passed some arbitrary expiration date. If they've been replaced because they're not the best for the job, that's one thing, but age should never be a factor. This is something that rings true for me because I have faced ageism as a young woman, with people assuming I won't be as good or talented because I quote-unquote lack experience. I really don't want to go through the same bullshit when I'm pushing 70 years old and my face is no longer pretty enough to hide the fierceness in my voice. I don't want to fight people who maybe don't understand the job but have a few made-up certificates and now feel my wisdom is not valued. Don't get me wrong, I do think there is a time for transition, renewal, and change, and in some case that is necessary, but not if the younger person is without guidance, not when there is still much the senior can teach them. Now, some of you might say, Dr. B, hold up. Didn't you say you were pro Zoran Mamdani? He is young, and some said inexperienced, which is not true. The man has been doing this for 5 years. But anyways, I can say sure. But he has experienced people such as Brad Lander and Michael Blake to guide him, which is what is needed. A leader who may be young but has vision, with a group of experienced experts backing him to reach the goal. Again, age is not and should never be a factor in terms of considering who is an expert, because there are young experts, there are older experts, and I will not say all senior citizens, everyone greater than 6'5", are experts, because connections, favoritism, and palm greasing has been a thing for ages. There are a lot of people in jobs they didn't earn and still don't know how to do, and I believe they should be replaced by a competent workforce, even if young or less experienced, as that experience is tainted with mediocrity. But for others, even the ones who might have done a little palm greasing but are competent, hardworking, and diligent, well, it should be, like with everything, a holistic approach. Everyone, young or old, should be entitled to a holistic review of their work and contributions to their company. If they're not meeting standards, well, remediation is necessary. If it remains a constant or the worker seems uninterested, then it's likely time to part ways, with the worker receiving whatever package that coincides with their years of service. And according to the Population Reference Bureau, the U.S. population is the oldest it has ever been. And with the lower birth rates, that trend will continue. So we really need to look at maintaining our workforce and not getting rid of our elderly population due to, again, some incorrectly perceived notion about age, because we're going to run out of workers. So basically what I'm saying is I think we need to weed out the incapable and keep the competent. And plus additional random thought before I finish, I think one of the reasons so many older Americans are in jobs they do not enjoy or lack passion for is that they are told basically to lie about what they enjoy, i.e. just go get the job whenever there's possibly a job. Think about the money. Don't think about your passions. Don't think about what drives you. Don't think about what wakes you up in the morning, but think about the money. And so they enter a job that they never truly liked, and it burns them out. It lessens who they are. They become unhappy. And not only do they pass it along to people who might be younger entering this job now because it's a passion, but they also maybe aren't as interested in learning the new technologies, the new changes, the new things that are happening in the job. And so they become outdated and obsolete. I think if you look at the people who are older, who have truly honed their craft and who have truly continue to hone their craft, those are the people who have a passion for it. Now, I know not everyone could enter a job that they're passionate about, and sometimes the choice is food or this job that you don't enjoy and you consider menial. But America also reinforces it by making employees feel as though they cannot share their thoughts, feelings about a work situation, or they'll be sent to HR, fired unfairly, or placed on said remediation plan. And we all know HR is really not for the employee, it's for the employer. And so it continues this vicious cycle where they feel like they have to be quiet and not make any, not cause any commotion, or they'll lose the job that's providing food on their table. But maybe we should think about it in another way. These people are in this job day in and day out. They are aware of the things that can actually improve their situation. And I'm not saying like only surveying one individual, but surveying the group at large, because those ideas from the people who are in day in, day out going through this situation, they're the best people to make the change and to provide input for that change on how to improve the job for themselves, but also for the people coming after, because no one wants to make their job worse. And the inability for an employee to voice their opinions perpetuates a toxic culture and environment, which leads to employees being unable, or in some case feeling unable, to voice their concerns, which leads to burnout, quiet quitting, and continues this cyclical pattern. It's important for employers to ensure they're creating an inclusive environment. And if they don't know how, they need to hire people who are skilled in doing so. Ensuring employees feel as though they have a voice and they can raise their concerns, and that managers are always working to improve their work-life balance, which, when done correctly, has a positive impact on retention, culture, and even revenue. You catch more bees with honey than vinegar, after all.